Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Our weekly time to chat about the important issues according to Talkers Magazine. We're going to go through the charts for the week of July 13th to the 17th here with the DJV gang. This is sort of a companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. So every week, lots of stations that carry the DJV show and stations that don't. They get to know you ladies and what we do on the DJV program to a point. Because we're not strapped to the issues necessarily on the DJV show, but we do have important things to talk about with regard to these top 10 as a reflection of what other talk radio hosts and professionals are doing. So we go through the top 10 stories, and if we have time, the people list. I guess that we'll start at number 10 with a focus on Nick Cannon and the controversy regarding what he said. I've made it very clear what I think about this. I think it's complete nonsense. I don't know Nick Cannon. He's a pretty popular radio host, television personality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he said something that, in my mind, is quite true. He may have said it better. It could have been more explained. The controversy created by people who either want to create controversy, they don't understand what he said because they don't understand what the term Semite means, or they just want to sell newspapers or get people to watch their TV show, news show. That's
or
it.
His higher-ups are all Jewish and they were offended.
Also
that.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, I'll go with that. Yes.
The people who run Viacom, all of his bosses.
Yep, all Jewish. Yep, okay, so there it is. Do we have more to say
But I agree with you. I don't think he should lose his career over this.
No.
He handled it really clunkily. But I think that he should have. I think he's come forward. He's apologized. He said he's open to learning. He's been discussing things with rabbis.
But I'm sorry that he even has to apologize. Here's the thing. We live in America.
Well, he apologized for the people that he offended. And I think that is
appropriate. That's fine. If that's his choice, that's fine. If he was driven to that choice because he was afraid he was going to lose his whole career, well, then I don't know how meaningful that apology is to begin with.
Right.
But the idea that we're just jumping on people that we disagree with. So he says something stupid. So he says something hateful. Big deal. Live your life. People
well, it isn't
say
even
stupid,
hateful
things all the time.
There's nothing hateful in that, frankly. For me, anyway. I don't see anything hateful in it at all.
Well, he just
I don't have a horse in this race, so I don't really care that much. I know Jewish people were very offended by what he said.
It just shows you what the power of the news media is all about. When there was never any thorough explanation because nobody took the term Semite and explained what a Semite is.
Well, he also went on to say that white people were less than black people, and so that's where
pretty stupid. I didn't know he said that.
It was only his own children are part white, so that's just a really stupid thing to say.
Well, and that's why it's also, I don't understand why people go, so he says something like that. So let's look at how he lives his life. Do we really think that Nick Cannon is a racist? He works for and with Jewish people. His kids are half white. I mean, I don't know. To me, people's actions are far more, they demonstrate people, right?
Amen.
They demonstrate who people are.
Amen. All right. Speaking of Jewish people, number 9, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court, there are two separate things here, the Supreme Court rulings about her health has gotten a lot of attention. Here's somebody is with Alex Trebek. What's the old expression, keep on ticking? That was the Timex thing after they take a licking.
It just keeps on ticking.
she's amazing. What, is she 86? How old is Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
87.
Yeah.
I think I've said this before, but I think there's like some sort of sonar pulse that only liberals in the country can hear just to make sure she's still going. You know, the boom, 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 boom.
Right.
Because people want to keep
a lot of
women
Trump
for
to
sure.
Replace her.
Yep.
I don't want any of that. All right. So that's number 9. Number 8, the lifting of the ban on federal executions. This seemed to be counterintuitive. Or I guess maybe if it is counterintuitive, or it seems to be, it's only because it hasn't been dealt with for 20 years, or there haven't been any executions for 20 years. The guy they executed was a bad guy.
I think there were two or three this week.
Yeah, I think there were two. The first, I'm thinking of the first one. I didn't pay much attention after that to the others. So I don't much believe in.
I can't believe we even do this in
capital punishment.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's I think there are some crimes that are so heinous that the people that get it deserve it, and that's just it. But if you're not sure about, and a lot of these people that get executed, well, frankly, a lot of people just go to jail. Down the road, it turns out they weren't guilty of anything. And so it's when you express the anger toward people who really didn't do anything, in this sense, because what's the ultimate anger? The ultimate anger is killing somebody. So whether it's state-sponsored murder or whether it's somebody pulling a gun and robbing a store.
You know, when it comes to some people who are that bad, you have to look at the will and the want of the victims. And
I do. That's why I said I make exceptions for it.
I told you guys this before, but one of my best friends, her grandparents were killed by Richard Ramirez, who was the Night Stalker, and that was a serial killer that plagued the Los Angeles area for months in the late 80s. I mean, I was scared to death. I still won't live in a yellow house because that's what he targeted. But he not only killed the grandparents.
Really? I forget.
Oh, yeah. I won't do it. He ate their eyeballs and he raped her grandmother and really horrifying things. And I talked to her about it one day. She was pretty open about it. And she said the only thing that will bring my family closure is to know that he's no longer here. Now, he ended up dying on death row because we live in California and there's not executions. But you have to respect the will of the victims at that point. And there are some cases when this is the only right and just punishment.
Did you say that he killed people in yellow houses only?
Yes. Not only, but that
so
was the...
So, you know what color O.J.'s wife, you know, that if you go up...
House.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't live in a yellow house. And he
wasn't
he
that target different time periods, though?
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying it's this came to my mind.
Yeah, trying to give you're trying to give the juice a way out?
I've driven by that house 100 times. No, I wouldn't give
someone lives there now?
Sure.
Yeah,
I bet. I can't imagine.
I think they got rid of the restaurant.
They tore the restaurant down, but they didn't tear the house is still there.
But yeah, he would go after houses that were close to the freeway and usually yellow. Sick.
Weird. All right, let's see. Let's move to number 7, our relationship with China. I don't know why that's 7. It ought to be number 1 or 2 as far as I'm concerned. I continue to ask the question. Jennifer has a partial answer, at least from the administration point of view. But I see the people in the Senate and the House just flat on their feet when it comes to this. My question remains, what are we as a country doing? What do you as voters expect to be done to get reparations from China for this worldwide disaster that the Chinese Communist Party and leadership in China have caused? What are we doing about getting reparation? What is the world? Many more countries are much more active about this than we are, and that begs the question why. Yes, Jennifer.
The only two people that I've heard actually really try to make a concerted effort of holding the Chinese accountable in Congress are Senator Tom Cotton and Representative Dan Crenshaw.
But where's everybody else? What are we doing?
Know. Well, everybody's bread is butter. Here's the thing, and I can't remember who wrote this article, but it was great, and I will try to find it, and maybe we can tweet it out at DJV Show. There was this article taking Hollywood to task for actually making the Chinese Communist Party is sort of the ruling class of Hollywood. Hollywood would change scripts based on what the Chinese government would say.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people who make money off the Chinese, so I have to think that that maybe our legislators are in the same boat. Maybe a lot of them are in the pocket in some way of the Chinese, and they're afraid to speak out.
Let's check your portfolios, stock portfolios, and campaign contributions. Meanwhile, I told the story this week of needing a new refrigerator, and I've been on this campaign. I'm looking on my farm. Most of the folks who listen to this program know that I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster. And so when it comes to buying parts or supplies for the farm, I look far and wide. And I've instructed my people who buy things for the farm to not buy anything made in China. Pretty hard to do that, we are finding. But the latest example, my refrigerator went on the fritz this week. So I went on the hunt, and it took me 2 days. stopping at four or five places each day to find a refrigerator that was not made in China. That's how bad it is. And when you put two and two together and you understand what really is going on, so here's another example of the Chinese wrapping up everything and taking advantage. First, they start the virus, creates problems around the world with the supply chain because all the factories closed down. Well, so they said in China they closed their factories down. They did for a couple of weeks, but then they forced the whole business with the Muslims and the forced work camps. They forced the Muslims that they have in their country to go to work in these plants to build, go back to building whatever it is, like parts for cars and refrigerators and all of that stuff. But I finally found...
Yeah, they forced the Uyghur population, that's one of the Muslim populations, to basically be canaries in a coal mine.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what they do. And nobody, you don't see that headline in the news media. Meanwhile, by the time I was done yesterday, I had been to seven different stores, a couple of them twice, and I finally decided I didn't need one. I made arrangements so that I, even though mine's on the fritz, I used an old one to hold my food until I could get what I wanted. All right. I'll fix my voice. We'll pause here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistery rash. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost one of every three people in the U.S. will develop shingles in their lifetime.
When people get chickenpox, the infection doesn't actually go away. The virus sort of stays in the nerves for the rest of your life.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh explains that as you get older, your immune system, which has kept that virus at bay, weakens and the virus reactivates. The result is a very painful rash. About one in five people who contract shingles can have long-term pain issues.
And so the recommendation really right now is for everyone over age 50 to get the new vaccine, which is much better than the old one and really efficacious.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to the Talk Radio Review. The ladies from the DJV show and I are here to go through the numbers. It's Victoria Keelan Day, Jennifer Horn Day, Doug Steffen Day. We've been through, let's see, number 10 is Nick Cannon, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 9, the execution's 8, our relationship with China 7. I'm going to say something. I just got this email from somebody, and it's a post, so I'm going to read it, and I'm going to just let it go where it may. This fellow's name is Larry, and he said, I don't try to raise many feathers. Once in a while, I take a chance. I don't want anybody to look askance at me. I'm an American. I was an Eagle Scout. I do the Pledge of Allegiance. My parents were fraternal organizations, belonged to the Moose Club and the Elks Club. I love my country. I love the land. I love, you get the drift here. He tells about the story when he was a young man. His family only bought General Motors products. Their family taught him that if you didn't support our communities and buy American, you were killing American jobs. He said, I was ignorant. We all say stupid things when we don't know enough about a thing. I am sure I still do it, but I am far more careful now and often reserve judgment, knowing I probably don't know enough about a situation and I don't want to say something dumb that I'll have to retract later. We are conditioned. Our parents told us how to and what to buy, and many of us stayed with that. And so he goes on to talk about what he buys and why he buys it. He says, look for what works and don't buy what doesn't work. Basically saying buy things that are good for you, and it's not about where it comes from, it's about whether it's good for you. I don't agree. Well, I guess I do to a point. We all kind of vote our conscience, and we all kind of follow our wallet when it comes to making decisions about things.
And some people shop their conscience, and I try to do that.
Yeah, well, I do. That's why I made the comment with the Chinese. I'm not buying things that are made in China. Am I going to have to buy a few things? Maybe at some point in time if I'm forced into it.
Unfortunately,
but it's time for us
reality.
To wake up, and that's what he's saying here. I didn't pay any attention to where things came from.
Yeah,
it's time we do.
That's
go
the
ahead.
Point, yeah. is that yeah. it is so hard. And I think I told you guys, too, and you can probably kind of just agree with this statement. One year, a couple of years ago, my friends tried to buy only American-made Christmas gifts for their whole Christmas season. And there were a lot, there was a lot of Corningware and there was a lot of Yankee candles because it was really difficult to find anything. You want to try to find someone a shirt that wasn't made in China? Please.
Yeah.
And so I think the fact that you're talking about this, I respect it because I think we have to bring back at least some of our American
We're not even making an attempt at it.
I mean, okay, forget the shirt or forget, you know, the Kathy Lee Visa tag or Barbara Mandrell Visa tag made in the USA. But for the stuff that's of the that makes us the most vulnerable, like our pharmaceutical industry, like our PPE, that stuff needs to be made here so that we can control it. We can control the
quality of it. Like crickets from Washington. Where's the House? Where's the Senate on this? Where the hell are they?
Like I said, there are two people that I've heard talk about this, and it's Tom Cotton, the senator, and Dan Crenshaw, the representative, and both of them put together a joint bill that went nowhere to take China to task and to incentivize American business to come back.
All right.
And I think Marsha Blackburn, actually, I will give her credit, too. I think she had something about the Chinese as well.
Food for thought. Frustrating, exasperating, isn't it, huh? Number six. This is Victoria's Bailiwick, that Twitter hack. You want to explain if people didn't hear what went on, what actually did go down, Victoria?
Yeah, it was the largest hack that Twitter has ever experienced, and unfortunately some people lost some money, and they targeted every major name. I don't think Trump was targeted, though, actually, now that I think about it, but pretty much every other big name was across various fields, celebrities, President Obama, Joe Biden, everybody.
28 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Stats show that, believe it or not, almost 70% of families own a pet. And if you've ever owned a pet, you've certainly at one time or another lost that pet. Well, that's where Spot On comes in. Sung Divathana is CEO.
So the Spot On Virtual Smart Fence, it's the first and only dog containment and tracking system that lets you take your dog in the Spot On system wherever you go. With our patented technology, you can easily program containment areas simply by just holding the collar with the antenna up in your hand and walk the perimeter that you intend to keep your dog contained. Now, you can do this at home. You can do it at the beach. You can do it camping. You can do it at a friend's house. Because the entire system is in a collar, and you have a smartphone app that works with the collar.
You heard right, a virtual fence. So what happens if your pet ventures past that fence? We'll have that tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York City is ready for the next phase to reopen after coronavirus shutdowns.
This means things like botanical gardens and zoos, for example, they can reopen but at reduced capacity, 33% capacity.
Mayor Bill de Blasio said outdoor sports will resume but without spectators. That means the resumption of Major League Baseball, but some indoor venues will stay closed.
Museums, not yet. Malls, not yet. Still closed for now.
The program that allows restaurants to serve customers outdoors has been successful and will extend through October. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti spoke on CNN.
This virus preys on our division. It preys when we get exhausted. It preys on us in those moments when we don't have a unified national front or we as individuals think, this ain't going to be a big deal.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. To take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here to discuss the people and the stories that are part of the overview this week. As I mentioned earlier, it's a companion piece for the official Talk Radio Countdown show. And one of the things that is sort of a sidebar conversation, but yet got a lot of attention this week, the story of, I never pronounce her name right, Victoria, Ghislaine. Ghislaine?
Yes, the S is silent. Yes.
Okay, all right. So what's the, she's in jail, not in jail, where is she in jail? She
got
a lot of money,
what
do we know?
Yeah. She is behind bars. Yeah, she's behind bars, and she is at the Manhattan Correctional Facility where El Chapo was a guest, and her ex-buddy, Jeffrey Epstein, was also a guest who never, it was the Hotel California for him. He never got to check out.
I'm going to bet that this could be the Hotel California for her, too.
That is definitely a lot of speculation about it. She certainly, we know that she has a lot of money. That is all hidden. She has, this week we found out she has a secret husband. She refused to even name him in the pretrial, proceedings. And so she's
imagine
obviously
marrying
a flight
into
risk.
That. Can you imagine?
Oh, I mean, she's so messed up in the head.
Why would you marry her?
I think she paid him to marry her so that she could transfer stuff into his name. I think that's really what happened. And I don't think it's a real love match, but Yeah, it's a mess. So anyway, so her $5 million bail was denied, so she has to sit in jail at the Manhattan Correctional Facility until next July when her trial begins, if she's still around.
And that's because the argument's being made that she is a flight risk, even though her lawyer said, oh, she's not going anywhere, but she has three passports, she has all these connections.
Right. Fake names.
She can get on a private plane, go out to Teterboro or someplace that nobody looks at, and jump on a plane, see you later.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting that they are moving her around every single night. They move her cell to cell because Bill Barr, who's the attorney general, said you have to keep her alive, obviously, because Jeffrey Epstein hung himself.
Didn't make
They're
it.
Watching
Didn't
her.
Make
like,
the cut.
And also, Ghislaine Maxwell is the one, a couple days before Jeffrey Epstein's townhouse in New York got raided by the FBI, Ghislaine Maxwell is on street cams walking into that apartment and walking out with stuff. And so she has the hard drives because he filmed every single sexual escapade, every room in that townhouse, and it's a big townhouse, every room had cameras in it. And he admitted to some of the girls that he kept as sex slaves that he filmed every single person. So the list of famous men who could literally be taken down in one sentence with Ghislaine Maxwell's testimony, it's a long list. So a lot of people would not want her to make it until next July, just like Epstein.
A lot of time between now and then. Yep. A lot of ropes to trip on. Another name in the news this week, number five, is Mary Trump regarding that book and how it has broken records. Huge.
I'm surprised by
sales.
That.
Staggering. Almost 1 million copies. The first day.
That was
day.
The first day, I know. Yeah. I'm very surprised by this.
Who's reading it, I wonder?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, who is reading it? Who would be a candidate? What, have you
Obviously
talked about this
somebody.
On your local show in L.A.?
A little bit. We listened to a little bit of her. She did an interview this week with George Stephanopoulos and talked a little bit about it. The problem is she doesn't have a lot of receipts. She doesn't have a lot of proof. She makes a lot of claims. She was actually in the Oval Office with the president in 2016 and was comforting him a bit, saying, don't let these people get you down. And now she's changed her tune, saying that he needs to resign. So it's, is it an opportunistic move? Are people really interested in Trump and behind the scenes? Yes. Do they want to hear negative stuff about him? Yeah. So I think she's playing into that appetite, and I guess those are the people who are buying the book.
The only thing I found funny about it was that when she was like 12 or 11 or something, when Donald was still married to Ivana, that they gave her a regifted gift basket and they took the caviar out, so she got like salami and cheese. So 11 or 12 years old. That to me is the only fun. Like that's like I don't need to read the book. I just laughed at that. I thought that was hilarious.
That may tell the story, but when you compare it, we had John. Over the years, I've grown weary of talking to people who have tell-all books, and so we don't, on the DJV program, actually do many interviews with anybody because I find that it becomes, I think it's bad listening, bad radio. At any rate, I made an exception for that, inviting John Bolton to come on, and we actually, the three of us, had a pretty good conversation with him. And if you look at the stats, that book that he talked about, The Room Where It Happened, has sold it sold almost 800,000 copies in the first week. But that compared to Mary Trump's book selling almost 1 million copies the first day.
Yeah.
One, and compare it to Bob Woodward's 900,000 books the first day when he was out with Fear. That was the name of the book. And then Comey's book sold 600,000 copies at the end of the first week. That was a waste of time.
I guess John Bolton's book, if you're interested in taking down President Trump, you'd probably be more interested in Bolton's book, because this book is more about her claim that he cheated
Mary
on the
Trump's
SAT.
Book doesn't help his image either.
Well,
no, I think people are more interested in the details of like regifting and I think that's the kind of salacious stuff that people are really more interested in than boring John Bolton. Like Doug said, well, congratulations, sir, you got 800 pages out of one phone call or whatever it was. So
Yeah. Anyway, I wouldn't mind having her on if you can find her, Victoria. I think that might be an interesting conversation to have.
That's a huge ask.
Well, we'll see what happens. All right, number four in our countdown, the Black Lives Matter movement, some of the violence that's connected to it, and this whole issue of what to do with the local police. Do you take money away from them? Do you reorganize the department? People who are soft in their brain, in the head, think it's okay to defund them. So you keep thinking that way and see what happens. I don't get why anybody thinks. I'm not sure. I think people get onto this bandwagon like so many others, and they don't think through. They don't even understand what the lingo is about. Do you know what defunding?
It's a horrible term. It was a wrong choice.
Yeah.
You know, but like in our community, they've decided that, and in, I think in New York City they're doing this too, you know, you shouldn't call the police if your neighbor's music is loud. But that's what people do. So peace officers, which used to be a thing, is actually, that's one solution that a lot of communities are saying, okay,
community
so this is a trained,
service.
Yeah, this is a trained person who can write a ticket if needed. And if your neighbor's music is loud, or, you know, the garbage can is crossed over onto your property, people call the cops for that. So it's just, people rely way too much on the police, and restructuring that to have someone who's, you know, like a community security guard or whatever, that's part of the dialogue. And I think people are missing that because this headline of defunding, that term, is freaking people out.
Yeah. It's not appropriate
at all.
Well,
it should, because in L.A., they've defunded and they've gotten rid of things that used to serve a lot of the most vulnerable.
How do they get away with any of this stuff in Los Angeles?
They got rid of the games unit, the
special
victims unit.
You have no common sense?
They have no common sense.
How do we grow so many people in one state? It's like a weed. And the people who have common sense are moving.
Yeah, but the gangs thing, I was reading some of the stuff from California. There were cops who got busted for falsifying records saying it was gang-related activity, and it wasn't.
It was a separate thing. That was with the Cal Gang database, and those cops
were three of them.
And there were three of them, and those cops were...
What was their incentive for that? Just upping the numbers so they justify their jobs?
Yeah, so what's going to be left of California?
Getting rid of plainclothes cops.
Future.
Used to take guns off the street, bad idea.
The homeless people, the gangs, and lunatic liberals. That's what's going to be left in California.
Isn't that already what's there?
Jennifer's there.
And then Jen.
And I spend 4 months a year there as I can. But I will tell you, the political realities of that state, I owned property there for, 14 years or so? 15, 16, maybe more than that. I'm trying to remember, 2001 to a couple of years ago. So, 15, 16 years. I would never own property there again. Never.
Well, the homeless situation is just
and
awful.
That place I lived in last year, you know, it was a nice neighborhood, quiet neighborhood in Venice, and it was horrible. My car got broken into twice in the first 2 weeks I was there. I've never had my car broken into before.
Yeah.
They walk right up to you on the street.
Yep.
And it costs you.
Because they declassified crimes. So all the stuff that used to be felonies, it's now misdemeanors. So people know that they can commit crimes, and they'll probably get a ticket. If they get arrested, they get let out of jail. People commit multiple crimes in the same day because we don't want to be tough on crime, because we want people to have a chance. Well, while they're getting your chance, your car's getting
broken. Anybody who's got any brains
is
moving out, moving to San Antonio, Austin. To Flagstaff, Arizona.
Austin can't even handle any more people.
No, California.
Austin is just, it's swelled up so quickly that they didn't have the infrastructure for it. I have a friend who got transferred to Austin, when he got there, he's like, oh my God. He's like, the rent, just everything has just exploded in Austin.
Bananas.
It's a cool place to live, but it's tough. Mm.
Willie lives there. Number three, coming up in a moment, the focus on the presidential race. Oh, yes. There is a presidential race. That's going to be the third rail after the COVID and the Black Lives Matter movement. You wait and see as things get heated up this fall. We'll get to that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
You can protect your dog in the United States against Lyme disease, but you can't protect you or your children with a vaccine.
Dr. Gregory Poland is the director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group. He says there was a vaccine for humans, but it was withdrawn.
And the primary reason is there was immense anti-vaccine sentiment about the vaccine, much like we had with measles vaccine. It's illogical.
It's the bite of an infected black-legged tick or deer tick that's responsible for making so many people sick with Lyme disease.
There are probably about 300,000 new cases a year.
There are no plans at this time for a new Lyme vaccine in the U.S., but there is good news. A vaccine, VLA-15, is being developed in Europe. Dr. Poland says it might take 5 years or more before a Lyme disease vaccine is ready for humans. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
In a nutshell, Remotely is software that allows remote workers to work together. It combines 11 different tools, from communication to project management to visual streaming and more. Zoho's LSP fills us in on how the Remotely Lens app works.
Turn your phone camera into a streaming device, and if you are into field service, let's say you're out there, an electrician or a plumber or somebody from a telco company, and they want to go and stream what's happening to somebody who is sitting remotely in their home office to help fix issues, then you turn your mobile phone into a streaming device. That's what Zoho Lens is. And then finally, on top of all these set of tools, we've also brought in the initial tools such as the word processor, the spreadsheet, and the presentation tool.
Head over to Zoho.com/remotely to sign up.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, number three here on our review of the hot hits in talk radio, the presidential race. I thought it was interesting this week, Biden and his team put out a lot of position papers on important social issues. I don't know whether that went noticed or not. I saw, read two or three things that have come from them. And interestingly enough, Bernie Sanders is having quite the sway on a lot of the policies that they're putting in their platforms. You know that, ladies?
I did.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
His platform is Bernie. Elizabeth Warren also having a huge impact on it. In fact, Axios just wrote a story about it this week. And AOC, too.
Yeah, great.
Well, you have to appeal to all branches of the party. It can't just be, you know, one thing, or else Democrats are not going to vote, and we're not going to get anywhere as a party.
Yeah. They have to appeal to the AOC Bernie I think, to make sure they get where they want to go. Number two and number one, all about COVID and the healthcare situation, the argument about masks, to mask or not to mask, when is school going to open, the whole business. The one thing that came out this week was a review of what we said in March, summertime would stem the tide of the virus. Nope.
Nope.
That hasn't quite happened. And so you wonder, because it has mutated 18 times. And you don't hear the news media talking about that either. They're still busy scaring the hell out of everybody.
Waiting for a vaccine.
It's no more, and the vaccine's going to be no good anyway because it's about the first incarnation, not what's presently there today or will be when they release the vaccine. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer and Victoria here from the DJB Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. The big news this week, the Bronco. I had Nick on a couple of times on the DJV program to talk about this reality, the announcement, the pictures, all the excitement. So now how is Ford going to get you into these things? How are they going to ramp up production? Or do they need any help? There seems to be a lot of excitement around this, Nick.
Yeah, that's huge excitement. It's really dominated the automotive landscape for the week. Everyone talking about it. I've seen pictures of people on social media posting screen captures of their orders, what color they chose, what sort of packages they chose. Everybody telling me, I'm going to have this one. I'm going to go this color. I'm going to have this option on it. And to be honest with you, it's kind of it's getting a little old for me because I decided not to order one.
Oh, you did? I thought you were going to order one.
Yeah, no, I decided, you know, like I'd let all the fuss die down. When the Marquee came out, their electric SUV, I ordered two of those. And then now I'm like, well, who can I get to buy these for me? The biggest problem is by the time it arrives, Doug, by the time it arrives, and I'm sure it's an amazing vehicle, don't get me wrong, but by the time it arrives, there's going to be something else shiny on the shelf that I want.
Right.
I'm just like every other American.
You drove one of them, right?
No, we didn't get to drive them. We got to sit in them. The drive will come later in the year. The ones that we had were sort of stationary models that had to be pushed out by a truck. They don't want anyone driving them for another few months. They're still fine-tuning them.
So are they making it easy for you to buy these things? Prices? What about getting financing, all of that stuff? How does it work?
Well, you'd think after they sold out all of the first editions in a matter of minutes and they crashed the website, they wouldn't need any help. But Ford, interestingly enough, came out with 0% financing on these vehicles up to 72 months there. They're throwing them at people, which is interesting.
What will that do to the market? So what do you think, how will these things hold up in terms of resale? That's what people always, well, if you're in a lease, you want to know that because that's how the lease payment is figured. Or if you're like me and you buy two-year-old cars off of lease, you want to kind of know what to expect. So what are we getting into here?
Well, it really depends whether they limit production or not. If these things are freely available and everybody can get them as much as they want, why would you pay for a used one which drops a few thousand dollars when you could just add maybe $5,000 and buy a new one? Mm-hmm. So as long as Ford have no limit on the number they produce, they will probably sell the everything they can make for a long time to come, unless, of course, you know, the Jeep come out with something that's better, which is highly possible.
Yeah, of course it is. They're very that's a company that is now to well, not that it wasn't always something to contend with. American Motors, I think, owned it. Well, wasn't Jeep when they first started making them after it was Willys. I know. Was it? Yeah, I think it was Willys made the first Jeeps for the government, right?
Yeah, so it's actually interesting that there was Willys was the name of the vehicle, but Ford actually designed the body of the original Jeep, and then there was a different transmission and engine in it, and Ford originally sort of owned that company, and then it ended up in the hands of Jeep, and now it's called the Wrangler, which they may regret, by the way, in the future. I think the more of these vehicles that come out, the more people will buy. Everybody's into these boxy SUVs where they can do the Mad Max thing, so that's what's hot right now.
Why do they, what is there about that that turns people on? You ever wonder, like that boxy Mercedes that people pay so much money for, those are the ugliest damn things to come down the pike in decades.
I think one of the reasons is because everybody is getting these teardrop-shaped SUVs, and everyone's kind of tired of it. Nobody's doing the boxy stuff. I mean, Jeep, Land Rover, and Mercedes G-Wagon are like the three vehicles out of the 16 million that we sold last year that actually had some sort of capability look to them. So there's a huge amount of the audience that wants them.
So Chrysler is getting a new name. Are we still going to call the cars Chryslers, or what are we calling them?
Yeah, I don't think the brand's going to change, but the overall company is going to change. They're getting together with Peugeot Citroën, which are, of course, a French company. They're going to do a 50% merger. They chose the name Stellantis, which it's not a medication, if you were wondering. It's also it's not a city.
I gotta go see my proctologist to get a Stellantis. Is that what you say?
Right. Exactly. It'll be the Stellantis group, but you'll probably see Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chrysler. They'll still be there.
Well, they're the names that mean something to the people who buy cars. So, and they've done a pretty good job. I don't know about the Peugeot side of it because they make pretty crappy cars, but the Chrysler brand in America, I think, means something more these days. All right, there it is. This week's report from Nick Miles. Check out Our Auto Expert.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.